In the first part of my presentation, I would like to present the general architecture of our system, and then I will present our first use case, and this is extraction of definitions, obligations, and rights from the Czech legal text. According to the International Data Corporation, 90% of all available digital data are unstructured. This amount currently grows twice as fast as structured data. In many domains, large collections of unstructured documents form main sources of information. Their efficient browsing and querying present key aspects in many areas of human activities. Typical approaches of searching large collection of unstructured documents are full-text search and metadata search. In general, both methods do not work with the semantics of documents in any way. Restructor deals with the semantics of documents through the knowledge base. We define the knowledge base as a set of objects and relations between them. Restructor exploits three queries of our dependency trees to extract both entities and relations. The outputs are represented in the resource description framework, RDF, and we believe that RDF in connection with the Sparkle query language is highly suitable not only as a database or querying tool, but also for in the interpretation of the document semantic. So we designed the restructor architecture to be general, domain, and language independent. The system consists of four components. It's a conversion component, NLP component, entity detection component, and relation extraction component. Conversion component converts various input formats into internal representation, its XML documents. The component offers several simple methods for importing, for example, playtext or PDF documents, but it is also ready for more sophisticated conversion, one we implemented during the work on legal domain. NLP component provides a linguistic analysis of input text. It consists of the well-known chain of tools like sentence segmentation, tokenization, morphological analysis, tagging, and syntactic parsing. The procedures fit the framework of Prague Dependency Tree Bank, and all are available in the TRIX framework. Entity detection component detects entities in the dependency trees. Entities are stored in the database of entities, and we exploit the PMLTQ tool. We prefer querying dependency tree to matching. We prefer querying dependency trees to matching the text with regular expressions, because it allows us to detect entities also in more complex structures. For example, the typical example is coordinations. Now you can see that the entity current tangible assets is detected in the text current tangible and intangible assets. Another advantage of this approach is one-to-one correspondence between tokens in the sentences and nodes in the dependency trees. Thanks to this principle, we can directly mark entities also in the original input text. Relation extraction components works with dependency trees, with highlighted entities, and detects relation between them. It exploits also PMLTQ tool, and queries are stored and described in database of queries. For illustration, assume that user would like to search for a list of obligations which accounting units have to do. On this slide, you can see how Restructor will extract this type of information from the sentence účetní jednotky, které vedou účetnictví ve zjednodušeném rozsahu, tvoří opravné položky a rezervy pouze podle zvláštních právních předpisů. Thanks to the NLP component, we obtain the dependency free from this sentence, And thanks to the entity detection component, we highlight the entities in this tree. Namely, the entity detection component highlights the entity účetní jednotky, účetníctvo v zjednodušeném rozsahu, opravné položky, rezervy, and zvláštních právních předpisů. The last assumption is that the database of queries contains a proper tree query. In our case, the query consists of the predicate tvořit, and subject must be highlighted as an entity, and object could be any subtree with analytical function for object. A restructor returns two relations in the form as you can see in this table. The names of the columns follow the formalism of RDF. They do not have to be subject, predicate, and object in linguistic point of view. So extraction of definitions, obligations, and rights is our first use case for our system. And we concentrate on documents published in Collection of Laws of the Czech Republic. The style of legal text is generally considered very difficult to read and understand. Legal texts are specialized texts operating in legal settings. They should transmit legal norms to their recipients, and they need to be clear, explicit, and precise. However, simple sentences are very rare, and typically the sentences are very long and complex. Now I would like to present how we adapted our restructor components to for the legal domain. The first is conversion component. Also, legal texts have strictly hierarchical structure. There is no official machine-readable source of them with their structure. We implemented a rule-based parser for conversion of the input plain text to the restructor internal XML documents. The conversion tools creates a hierarchical structure according to different types of numbering and specific label, for example, for sections, headings, or chapters. This is the result. The result XML documents represent the hierarchical structure of the input text in a machine-readable format. We can see that syntactic parsing is a key procedure employed in our NLP component. However, NLP procedures we have at our disposal for Czech are trained on newspaper text. It's data from Prague Dependency Tree Bank. Since legal text and newspaper text essentially differ in syntactic features, we think that special attention must be paid to the verification whether we can use the parser trained on newspaper text also for the legal text, or some modifications are needed. To address this issue, we created the corpus of Czech legal texts. The corpus consists of two legal documents, the Accounting Act and Decree on Double Entry Accounting for Undertakers. It contains more than 1,100 manually annotated dependency trees and more than 35,000 of tokens. The selection of these documents was motivated in the wider context of the Intlib project. Before manual annotation, sentences were parsed automatically, and then a human expert, Zdenka Urešová, checked each tree and fixed the errors if needed. Unfortunately, the source documents contains many enumerations and lists. From the language point of view, this list presents long sentences, which should be represented as one large dependency tree with hundreds of tokens. And this makes the manual annotation really hard. For example, the typical problem was to move one node through the whole tree. Therefore, we developed a special strategy for manual annotation. Long sentences were split according to formal layout and annotated separately. We used special links to define dependency relations between nodes from different partial trees. In the end, automatic procedure merge partial annotations back into one big dependency tree. The whole pipeline is available on our website. Currently, we still work on the evaluation of available parsers. However, we already propose several pre-processing steps which intuitively improve parser performance. The first one is sentence splitting. To avoid the parsing of sentences with high number of nodes, of tokens, we split long sentences which appears in list into several shorter sentences. Thanks to the syntactic form of these lists, we were able to develop an automatic procedure which creates grammatically correct sentences. This table shows the example. This is then in an input sentence, and these four sentences can be substituted for this one. Another method is retokenization. It means that retokenization reduces the number of nodes, and several tokens are joined in back into one token. On this slide, you can see the tree parsed automatically with the standard tokenization for this sentence. And this is the output of the same parser, which we, when we join these references into one token. In this field study, we decided to use manually annotated entities in our corpus as a third version of database of entities. Entities in our corpus were manually annotated by accounting experts from the SysNet company. Here you can see the sample of manually annotated text. The process of putting entity into our database consists of two steps. Firstly, each unique entity was parsed, and secondly, an automatic procedure takes entity dependency tree and creates the tree query. To evaluate the performance of entity detection, we provide two experiments. Firstly, we identify entities in sentences from our corpus with gold standard dependency trees, and then we identify entities in the trees produced by automatic parser. The table presents the results. You can observe that the precision is quite low. This is caused by the high number of false positives. This means that Restructor detects entities which were not annotated in gold standard data. During the manual error analysis, we investigated that almost is in all of these cases, gold standard annotation is missing. The human annotators were not consistent in their annotation, and they did not annotate each occurrence of given entity. Another conclusion of this experiment is very positive. I mean that we observed that using automatic parser has very low influence on the performance of entity detection. Our preliminary hypothesis is that automatic parsers works well on entities which are often something like noun phrases. In our pilot study, we decided we focused on three different types of relations. The first is definitions. It's sentences where entities are defined or explained. The typical example is náhradním ubytováním se rozumí byt o jedné místnosti nebo pokoj ve svobodárně a tak dále. Then we extracted obligations. It's sentences where entity is obligated to do something. For example, k návrhu je navrhovatel povinen připojit listiny, kterých se v návrhu dovolává. And in the end, we extracted rights. We defined rights as sentences where entity has rights to do something. For example, nabývatel může uplatňovat nárok z odpovědnosti za vady u soudu jen tehdy a tak dále. The three queries for detecting these relations were designed manually. The query design was driven by a strategy to cover maximum relations with minimum queries. The process of creating a query consists of following steps. A tree query expert browsing through the dependency trees and try to observe typical syntactic constructions for given types of relations. Then he or she designs the query for the matching the most frequent construction. The query is immediately evaluated, and expert can browse through the matches, and if needed, he can redesign the tree query. And these steps he can repeat until some termination conditional is satisfied. In our case, it was that 90% of all matches are correct. In this PL study, we used the first document from our corpus, I mean the accounting act, for our query development. And finally, we obtained 5 queries for definitions, 4 queries for rights, and 2 queries for obligations. The evaluation was realized on the second document from the corpus, is the decree on double entry accounting for undertakers. In this test document, we manually detected relations and compared them with the restructure output. The test document consists of more than 700 sentences and 21,000 of tokens, and we manually detected them more than 400 relations. This line represents the restructure output. In total, restructure achieved precision of 80% and recall of 63%. Our preliminary results are in line with already published work. Almost all related systems report precision higher than recall, and the numbers are also very similar. As an error analysis, we determined the type of error for each incorrectly detected relation. The common type of error was that there was incorrect dependency tree, missing or incorrect query, or missing or incorrect entity. We can see that the results are very positive because syntactic parsers could be adapted on legal domain, and missing queries could be defined when we relax the strategy to cover just the most frequent syntactic patterns. We also use restructure on bigger data set. We prepared a collection of 28 documents with accounting and taxes provisions, and restructure extract more than 2,000 relations from this data. In the end, I would like to present the most frequent queries for the definition. In this case, on the position of predicate, that must be lemma rozumnet, and the verb rozumnet se. Then the entity which is defined or explained must be in the 7th case, and definition or explanation itself must be in the 1st case. A typical sentence is náhradním ubytováním se rozumí byt. This is the most frequent pattern for the obligation. It consists of the verb být povinný. A subject must be an entity, and object subtree is the obligation itself. And in the end, rights consists of the subject, which must be an entity. Predicate must be verb moci, and object subtree must start with the verb. Typical sentence is nabyvatel může uplatňovat something. Almost each restructure component could be improved. In the NLP component, we would like to do evaluation and improving of automatic parsing. We want to implement automatic procedure which will offer new entities as candidates into database of entities. And in the end, automatic procedure could create three queries for relations. So that's all for me. And Dr. Kahladka tell you something more about environmental domain.
The data extraction using natural language processing techniques, and then its transformation into linked open data. This is the general idea that we apply in the project. And we address two domains. First, the legislative domain and the environmental domain. We have started to apply this approach on the legislative domain, and now we apply the pipeline of steps on the environmental domain. No, the other one. I'm sorry. As in the legislative domain, we focus on acts and on decision on core decisions, and in the environmental domain we concentrate on so-called AIA documents. When anybody plans to build something or anything, he or she has to assess the impact of his or her project on the environment. And the EIA stands for Environmental Impact Assessment, and the project documentation has to include a document on this assessment. And in the Czech Republic, there is an agency called SENIA that administers the information system EIA, and this is the system where the projects are being applied. Here you can see the screenshot at the web page of this system. So you can go through all the projects that are currently submitted, and you can follow the state or the states of the process of assessment and so on. To give you an example on the structure of the AI document, I use the story of Amazon, namely its plan to build a distribution center in Brno, and I call it no yes story, because very recently the Brno councillors say yes, so they agreed or they support the project of the building of this distribution center. And I'm not sure when exactly they said yes, but in May 9 in 2014, so it means last week, there was posted a new intention by a developer, CTP Invest. And here is the documentation, the DIA documentation for this project. So you can browsing it, we can see that it's a rather detailed document. It consists of 57 pages, number of sections, and the company Sysnet that we cooperate with this company in our project. So they specify what to extract from this documents AI documents. And right now we focus on the section they call it B12. It doesn't matter what was the title of the section, but we focus on extraction of data on quantity. So we have a database of entities specified by some expert, and we extract data like data that concerns the size of something, space of something, and so on. So here are some examples in Czechs, examples on extraction of region something, on the number of something, and so on. We use the scheme, or we apply the idea of an extractor, and the AI documents consist mostly of tables. We can see a very limited number of paragraphs with sentences. Mostly we observe tables, so that's the reason why we don't work with PML TQ tool. It means that the strategy of querying dependency trees. Instead of that, we use the regular expressions. Yeah? So here you can see in this scheme, you know, that here in two components on entity detection and relation extraction, we apply regular expressions instead of querying using the PML TQ. For both components, with entity detection and relation extraction, we need experts. First, we need experts on the given domain to specify entities and what we are or what to extract from the data. And then we need experts either for querying database trees or formulating decision trees. Regular expressions. So here, here is some example. Ivana Lukešová, our PhD student, is implementing the system for mining the AI documents, and so probably she will speak about it in details next week. Here is just example, and just to provide you with an idea what kind of problems or what kind of buildings we are working with, or we are reading. So to conclude the part on natural language processing in this project, the very important, I would say the most important part is the evaluation. And there are a number of aspects we view the evaluation process, and we have to consider the points of view of developers and users. And so we develop a system for users. We have experience with evaluation against the gold standard data. So it means that there is some tree bank or some data, manually annotated data, and we evaluate our system or parsers against the data. So we have some experience, and on the other hand, there are users. We are developing the system for users, and they have some expectations. I'm not sure if we really do understand their expectations, or maybe they still don't know what to expect from our system. But we have to design the system so that our experience and their expectation finally meet. Yeah? And when we submit the paper on the results that we achieved in this project, and if we submit it to the NLP conference, so we typically if we read the comment that the scientific contribution is low. But on the other hand, designing the system of the given system, in some sense we make life easier in the sense of searching the huge amount of data. So that's there are a number of aspects that we have to take into that we have to consider. And then now we are going back to the linked data representation of the data we extracted from text.
Okay, so in the last part of our presentation, I'll show you how we represent the outputs of Vincent and Bara and represent them in linked data as RDF. As I said, or as Bara said, big issue in our project is scientific contribution versus usability for our outputs, and how to explain our consumers, who is a company, Sysnet, we spoke about, how to
explain them that our outputs are not and will not be never with perfect precision and recall, but there is always some level of mistakes and so on. And I explain them that even though we are not able to achieve perfect results, which they finally accepted, we are still able to make life easier for people who search through legislation or environmental documents and so on. So we explain them that today what the system provides, for example, the users who need to search in legislation, is full text search. And we told them that if we are able to identify some entities, we can say them that here at this place of the legislation probably is a definition of a given concept, of a given entity. And the definition probably is this text. Or we can say them, this is some obligation of that entity or concept. This is some right of that concept, and it's here in this text. And we explain them that it's not possible to extract something from the text and put the extracted information to users. It always has to be linked to the original text. And that's also the goal of our linked data representation. Here is some example. Here is again some sentence. It doesn't mind what does it mean for our English speakers. It's not important what does this sentence mean, but it's important that there is some subject, some entity or concept, which has some obligation, which is here. And what we want to do, Vincent and his software extracts this triple. What we do that is we extract this triple to a linked data representation, something like this, and we link these, we call them text chunks, parts of the text, to their meaning in linked data representation, some concepts which are represented in particular parts of the text. And we say that this concept has this obligation, and the obligation is here in the text, and the concept has an occurrence here in this text, and that the concept appears in some part of some act, and the obligation is in another part of the act, and the concept also appears in another part of the same act or in another part of another act, and so on. So we provide a map of those concepts and relationships like has obligation, has definition, and so on. And users who work with this data does not work only with this representation, linked data representation. They always work in the context of the text. So if they search for this concept, we show them that it's here in the text, and the concept probably has a definition, which is some text, but the text is here, so you can read the whole context of the definition. Or that probably it has some obligations, which are here in the text, and you can read the whole context in the text of that obligation. So that's the goal. It's not the goal to extract something from the text, represent it in some database format, and to build the application on top of the database representation. We always provide links to the original text. So the user can read a text of the act. He can then, if he sees some concept, for example, he can click on the concept. We can show him the other parts of the text where the concept appears and what where the definition probably is, where are its obligations and rights and so on. And he can, for example, go through this map of rights and obligations. He can get to some other concepts, and from here he can get back to the text and so on. So he can browse from the text to the concepts and from the concepts back to the text, and that's important. And this seems that it could be useful for the users. So currently we are in the project is in the state that we have the first version of the extracted concepts and relationships. We have their linked data representation, and we gave this to the company, to the system company, and it's their business to present this something somehow to their users. It's not our business. We just explain them what they are able to do with the data, what they are able to do with the text linked to some extracted information, what they can do with this, and it's on them to develop a It's a useful user interface which will enable to normal users to use the data. So in more detail how our representation looks like, I will start with this level, independently of the text. We receive from the software, from Rextractor, from the software of Vincent, we receive some extracted concepts and relationships between them, and we represent it in RDF and somehow. It's this part of the picture. And the structure of the represented information is looks as this picture shows. It's a simplified representation, but it explains what's important. Each extracted entity is represented as a concept. For example, as Vincent showed you an example of accounting unit, I think, it's a concept for us. It has different versions because the accounting unit is extracted from the accounting act. It has, I don't know, 20 versions in Czech legislation. And each version provides a different version of the concept of accounting and of accounting unit. So it has also its versions. And we say that the concept is part of some act, and its versions are parts of particular versions of the accounting act. And we represent the definitions and obligations and rights. Obligations and rights are, again, concept, respect to their versions, and definition is some text, some literal text. So this is a simplified representation in RDA we have. I can show you an example. It's a concept of employer defined by some act in some particular version. So if we just a moment here. So here's a linked data representation. It means that this is a concept, employer. Concept of employer. And the concept of employer was extracted from this act. The representation of the act is here, because we have linked data so we can browse through different entities. Yes, it's not very important, but what we have is that the concept of employer has different versions. Currently, we don't have processed all versions of the act. We have only the current version, which is valid, the last version of the act. So we have only last version of this concept. So the last version of the concept of employer. And it's here. So it was this representation. And we can see that we have its definition extracted from the text. It was extracted automatically by one of the queries provided by Vincent. And it has some obligations. There are no rules. No rights. No right was extracted from this concept, only obligations. And these are not objects. The obligations are these objects, which are referred to as obligations of the employer, are not the objects. These labels are not intended for end users. These are our internal labels. I have a query which enables us to extract those labels. So here is the result of the query. So this is the list of obligations extracted for the concept of employer from that particular act, its last version. Finally, in the end of the project, we will have all versions of all obligations of employer extracted from all versions of that act. And if the concept of employer appears in some other acts, we'll also have obligations extracted from those texts. But I have to say that if I extract the concept of employer from one act and the concept of employer from another act, I don't know if they are the same concept, semantically equivalent concepts. There are different concepts for me. Those two concepts have two different identifiers, and I need a domain expert, some lawyer, or some other expert who says that those concepts are the same concept. And in that case, using data principles to link those two concepts together. But still, they will be the two different concepts. But someone says that some expert says that this concept is the same as this concept, and this will not be done by ourselves. It will have to be done by the SysNet company, who are the experts. It will not be done by us. It's a manual work, this linking of different concepts, which mean the same thing, because they are in different acts, but they are the same thing. But this cannot be decided automatically. And as I said, it's important that this is only information extracted from the text. But it's important if the user of some future application will ask what are obligations of the concept of employer, we cannot show him only this. This is a relatively nice example, but I can show you a lot of examples which are not so nice, because the obligation is only a part of text. We think that it's an obligation, and it's extracted out of the full context, which is given by the text. So we also have to be able to show where exactly this text appears in the text to enable the user to read the whole context. And for this, we also have another layer of our linked data representation. It's here. And as I said, these are concepts or their versions. And this, let's say, semantic layer. And here, from here down, is the linguistic layer, linguistic layer. And here, we have text chunks. Text chunk means that it represents a particular appearance of some concept. And it has some dependency tree. We also represent the dependency tree in RDF. And it has some form. And this shouldn't be form, but lemma. So we exactly know where exactly this represents the place in the text where the concept appears. So we are able to show this is only a non-user friendly representation made by Vincent, but it's very important for us, because here is the result, and here we can see that this text in particular, in fact, is a text chunk, and here we can see the ID of the text chunk. So for example, and the IDs are here. So in the original text, we marked the occurrences of these text chunks. So if a user asks for obligations of an employer, of the concept of employer, we can show him this. And if he's interested in more details, we'll link him to the original text. And also, it's fact that a given concept has more different definitions in the same act often. So the user will work with our applications in our application in a way that he will put the label of employer, will say that employer is a concept, and it has some definitions, and the definitions are somewhere in the text. We will show him where exactly they are. We'll show him that it has some obligations, and they are represented in the text somewhere. And he can read the text. If he sees another concept here, he don't understand, he can click on the concept, and we will show him, yes, it's a concept, and it has some other definition, some other obligations, and so on. So the goal is not to just extract information and present this extracted information, but to show that even we don't have perfect precision in recall, users still can work with the information we are able to extract from the text. Okay, so it was a quick demonstration of how we represent the extracted concepts and relationships from the text. And there are some next or future steps we have to do. Partly, Vincent spoke about them. His work is related to improve the extraction on the basis of the queries. But we also want to, on our side, we will develop some applications which will demonstrate to end users how they can use our data. And also, we work with other data, as I said, for example, the fines imposed by public bodies like Czech Trade Inspection Authority. They say there is a fine and it was imposed on the base of Act number something, part something. We'll link those fines to those parts of acts. But thanks to Vincent, we will also be able to say that this part, which is referred by that fine, also defines some concept, probably, or some obligation, or some right. And we'll try to show that it's useful for end users. Okay, so that was the conclusions.